Jane, age 19. The ceiling looked the same as it had 4 hours before. Jane pulled her blanket up to her chin. She had longed for her bed during the 3 days and nights out in the scrapyard, but now that she had it, sleep was a long way off. Water tanks are full, she breathed into the dark. Taps and filters are clear. Hatch and window seals are sealed. Arty gravnets, well, we'll find out, won't we? She touched thumbtip to each finger on her left hand as she went through every system on the ship over and over, index to middle to ring to pinky, then back the way she came. The words leaving her mouth barely moved the air around her lips. She didn't want to disturb Lorien, who was asleep, snoring softly in his bed. Good for him. At least one of them would be going into liftoff with a decent night of rest. Life support systems are go. Control room panels are go. Hatch. No, damn it. You already said hatch. Start again. She took a deep breath. Water tanks are full. Taps and filters are clear. She'd been forgetting things. Or if not forgetting things entirely, doing them in the wrong order. Or getting confused on things that should have been easy. Her head ached all the time, and her thoughts ran thick as fuel. You're just tired, she reassured herself, pausing the count on her fingers. You're just tired. She startled as Lorien rolled over in his sleep. She'd known for nearly a year that she'd be sharing this space with him, but knowing that and doing it were two very different things. He made sounds she wasn't supposed to. He stood and sat in places that had always been empty. Part of her was glad to hear someone else breathing again. Part of her wanted him gone. She continued her count again and again, until Owl appeared some hours later, turning on the screen beside Jane's bed as dimly as she could. Hey, Owl whispered. Is it time? Jane whispered back. Lorien continued to breathe deep on the other side of the room. Owl nodded. Sun's coming up. They decided on leaving in the morning, rather than the moment Jane and Lorien got back to the shuttle, as Jane had initially wanted. A night launch would have been crazy bright, and though there had never been any indication that anyone was watching, there was no need to call more attention to themselves than needed. A little ship heading spaceward was obvious enough without lighting up the sky. There would be no breakfast that morning. The thought made both heart and stomach sink. But in some ways, having an empty belly was good. Apparently some people got spacesick, especially if the arty grav nets didn't hold, which was really anybody's guess at this point, and wasting food was out of the question. They could eat once they got there. They'd have dinner in space. Jane hugged her blanket to herself, the same blanket she'd crawled sobbing under her first night there, the same blanket that had covered her every day since. She got up, holding the ragged cloth around her like a cloak. She walked out to the living room, every step a chore. She walked to the hatch and looked through the window into the airlock. She knew what it looked like outside. She knew it like she knew her own face, her own skin. Owl, can you let me outside? Owl opened the hatch. Jane stepped through the airlock, then out. Rocks pressed roughly into her bare feet. The sun was bleeding orange, the dark blue above fading lighter. The air was cold and sharp. She breathed deep, the last breath of unfiltered air she'd have for a while. She looked out. Out to the piles of scrap, out to the makeshift paths she'd walked in the spaces between. She had worked for 9 years to get out of that place. 9 years where she thought of nothing but leaving, but now she dug her toes into the dirt, trying to hold on. She looked up at the fading stars. She knew the scrapyard. She knew this shitty planet. Up there. That was something else altogether. She dug her toes in harder, pulled the blanket closer. "I know," Al said, speaking through the vox on the hull. "I'm scared, too." Jane took a step back, still looking up, and pressed her palm against the hull. "I never said thank you," she said. "I didn't know to say thank you then."
"What do you mean?"
Jane thought back to that first night. A voice calling out in the dark, reaching farther and faster than the dogs and mothers. A voice that brought her home. "I wouldn't have made it without you," Jane said, pressing her palm harder. Owl was quiet for a moment. "I wouldn't have, either." It was time. It was long past time. Jane returned to the airlock. The hatch opened, and once again, she jumped at the sight of Lorien, sitting patiently on the couch, eyes a little bleary. There was a question on his face. Jane could guess what it was. "We'll be going in about an hour," she said. "I've got to... The thought died in transit from her brain to her mouth. "Warm up the fuel pumps," Al said. "Yes," Jane said. She shut her eyes and gave her head a short shake, trying to clear it. She was just tired.
What?
Lorien licked his lips, pushing the words through.
What?
Can't... He tapped his chest with his fingertips, then gestured around the room. "Nothing, really," Jane said. Lorien's face fell ever so slightly. Al switched to Clip.
"Jane, let him help. He wants to help."
Jane glanced up to one of the cameras. "There's nothing for him to do. I'm fine." "How well did you do in a new place without anything to do?"
"He's an adult. He's afraid."
Jane sighed and looked at Lorien. "Okay," she said. "Do you know what an indicator light is?" He shook his head, but looked a little happier. Jane walked to the kitchen, leaning lightly on the couch as she passed it. She pointed to the small green light on the underside of the Stacy. "See this?" Lorien nodded. "There's a bunch like it on the..." She paused, trying to remember the word in Skoensk. "Engine casing. I need you to go below and tell me if you see any red or yellow lights." She didn't need that, actually. She checked them a dozen times over. An owl would know if something was up. "You gotta check real careful. Double check, just to be sure. Got it?" Lorien smiled, nodded, and beelined for the engine chamber. Jane gave Owl a look of, "There, I did the thing." Her eyes trailed over the Stacy, full of food she couldn't eat. It was ridiculous, but in that moment, the idea of ditching the whole plan, tucking into dog and mushrooms until she physically couldn't eat anymore, and just staying in the scrapyard forever, didn't sound like a terrible alternative. "Is the heater on?" Jane asked, doing her best to ignore her angry belly. The lower end of her torso was weirdly big these days, especially compared to the rest of her. She didn't know how that could be, since there wasn't much food in it. "Yes," Al said. "Are you cold?"
"Nah,"
Jane said, pulling the blanket tighter as she made her way to the control room. She settled into the pilot's seat. "How are you feeling?" Owl appeared in the center console.
"I don't know how to answer that. I'm having a hard time finding a good phrase that covers everything."
Jane began flipping switches. The console started to hum. "What's the first thing that comes to mind?" Owl considered.
"Holy shit, we're doing this."
Jane threw back her head, cackling.
"Yeah, that about sums it up."